I'll read just two more poems. No, thank you. Easy questions have easy answers. I mean, I'm a poet tonight, poet. I don't have to tell you either, I don't suppose, what a circuit rider used to be. You know, a minister with many small churches. This is a poem called The Circuit. It's particularly significant to me lately, having not too many months ago gone on a poetry circuit, that's what they call it. This particular one, the Upper New York State Poetry Circuit, I felt a greater significance in this piece than before. My circuit riding great-grandfather rode off on horseback through the hickory woods each week to galvanize five Methodist churches. And once, passing a Sabbath-breaking auction, shouted over his shoulder, 15 cents. They caught him miles away and saddled him with an old grandfather clock. What got you up on your horse in the morning, sir? Did you rehearse damnation till the trees fell crossways like a corduroy road? Did anyone catch his death as you caught yours, coming to hear you freezing in a shed? Nobody mentions anything you did except the clock. No name-dropping of God, no chiming added. A joke thrown back of a horse has lasted longer than your rule and reason. I saw you stiff as a tintype in your bed, next to a basin and a worn-out Bible, your beard aimed at the ceiling like a sermon. Over the distance, I can hear you shouting, where in the name of God is the name of God in all these damned, unsingable, useless poems? Your family fought harder for the clock than they did for souls. And now they know its faith better than yours, having replaced the works. Beards are no longer hanging out of pulpits. If God speaks from a bush, it's only by chance. I shave my face and wait, but bid for every clock I lay my eyes on, just for the hell of it, your hell and mine. Like you, I'm doing time in the hardwood, tracking myself in circles, a lost preacher. Thank you. Thank you.